This is Teenage Sports. I am your host, Michael Barra. College baseball season just wrapped up this past Monday. It is June 1st as I'm recording this. The field of 64 is set, and I would like to talk about some of the teams that got in, maybe some of the teams that were snubbed in their rankings, and just a little insight and update on what's happening in college baseball. So, hosting the first regional, Arkansas and Fayetteville. Arkansas will be playing alongside New Jersey Tech, Nebraska, and Northeastern. Nebraska, one of the internet's biggest snubs. Arkansas has been ridiculous all season, hasn't dropped out of the first spot in the NCAA rankings in about 13, 14 weeks, I believe, setting a record from or last time that happened since 1988. This Arkansas team is the team to beat. They are ridiculous, and any team that's put in this regional is, they're not going to be happy. And the Big Ten winners, Nebraska, got put in this regional. Interesting. So obviously you have your top 16 teams that are hosting regionals, so the top 16 host regionals. Nebraska, obviously not one of those teams, but they did win the Big Ten, not the most competitive top five conference, but still competitive to the point that they shouldn't have to necessarily face Arkansas, as they're not going to make it out of this region unless Arkansas completely falters. But big snub there. I'd see Arkansas making it out of this pretty easily. That team is just so deep. Next, Austin Regional, obviously hosted by Texas. They'll be playing alongside Arizona State, Fairfield, and Southern. Texas, I was actually fortunate to be able to go to the Big 12 Championship, where my favorite team, Texas Christian University, won it all. TCU beat Oklahoma State, just moving themselves up in the rankings. But Texas lost to Oklahoma State in the semis to not move on, obviously. Didn't really hurt their rankings, though, very much, as they still are the number two national seed. Probably the interesting part of this, I see Texas getting out of this region pretty easily, but Fairfield, the NCAA's winning percentage record holder from now on. They went like 37-3. They didn't even end up winning their championship, but or their conference's championship, whatever conference Fairfield's in. They lost, I believe, in the championship, and them not winning it kind of made me feel like they weren't going to get in, but them having the greatest winning percentage in college baseball history put them there. And I mean, they played a bunch of cupcakes all season because they weren't in a division that was good, but apparently it was enough for the pick makers or NCAA to put them in. But they're probably going to get waffle stomped by Arizona State and Texas, and I don't know about Southern. But next, in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tennessee is hosting Wright State, Duke, and Liberty. Tennessee has had a few bad years of baseball, but it looks like they're back on the up and up. Very interesting that they have the third national seed. I'm going in order, if you couldn't tell. I see them pretty much making it out of this one. I don't think Duke's going to be competitive, which is the two seed in this region. They should have a pretty, be able to handle this pretty easily. The number four national seed, hosting Nashville, Vanderbilt. They're hosting Presbyterian, Georgia Tech, and Indiana State. This is a pretty easy region. I don't see Georgia State, the two seed, really taking down a Vandy team that has one of the most dynamic, or probably the best dynamic, 1-2 punch pitchers in college baseball, and maybe in college baseball history, in Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter. This team's going to be extremely hard to beat in a three-game series, especially with the double back-to-back pitching. This Vandy team's going to be pretty dang good. And I think even at the national seed at four, I think they're still better than Texas and Tennessee. I seriously have Arkansas and Vanderbilt going to Omaha pretty easily. Next, number five, Arizona and Tucson. They're hosting Grand Canyon, Oklahoma State, and UC Santa Barbara. This could be interesting. This Oklahoma State team is pretty dang good. I got to see them play in person. They handled a lot of Big 12 teams pretty easily, and they just ran into TCU. I just think they just ran out of pitching at that point, and you could tell. But there's a possibility they could take down this Arizona team, and I think so far up to this point, this is probably the only region so far that I've talked about that the one seed possibly couldn't make it out of. GCU is an underrated school. UC Santa Barbara, not horrible. I would still put my odds on that Arizona would make it out of this, but so far, like I said, if there was a region, I would say this is the one so far that the one seed could not make it out. Next, my Texas Christian University boys host in Fort Worth, obviously. They're hosting McNeese, I believe. Oregon State and Dallas Baptist, not a walkover region. Oregon State has a pretty good solid team this year out of the Pac-12. Dallas Baptist always plays us close and always plays really good baseball for having recruit and what they're recruiting out of in the middle of Texas. But pretty solid. I still think TCU is going to be able to make it out of this. They have one of the deepest pitching staffs in all of college baseball. I don't think they should worry. But I think as of right now, this Tucson and Fort Worth ones are probably the most competitive ones that I've talked about so far. Next is Starkville. Mississippi State is hosting Samford, VCU, and Campbell. That VCU team, the number two seed, is not a horrible team. Mississippi State didn't make it very far, did not look very good in their SEC tournament, but SEC is the most competitive conference, so I'm not going to completely hate on them for it. They still look good. They're the number seven national seed, so yeah. The last of the possibilities or top eight here is Texas Tech in Lubbock. They're hosting Army, UCLA, and North Carolina. Now this is the one that I think could be interesting. They looked terrible in the Big 12 tournament. I can't remember who they lost to, but they did not look like a good team. I don't think Army's going to do anything, but UCLA and North Carolina could definitely make some noise here. And so far, I think this is probably my highest one up until this point that I would say the one seed does not make it out of their own region. Obviously, it's not super common, but it's possible with this one. Next, Stanford, obviously, is hosting Stanford. They're hosting North Dakota State, UC Irvine, and Nevada. They should play and be pretty good out of this one. North Dakota State's a fun school, but I don't see them having any issues. Next, South Bend, Notre Dame. They're hosting Central Michigan, Connecticut, and Michigan. A lot of people are very high on this Notre Dame team. I haven't done a lot of research into them, but a lot of people do like this team. I'd say there probably isn't a lot of worry about this. I mean, potentially Michigan, high name school, but I think they should make it out of this one pretty easily. Next, Columbia, Old Dominion. They're hosting Jacksonville, South Carolina, and Virginia. Virginia can make some noise in this. Old Dominion, national 11 seed, could be an interesting matchup, I'd say. I don't know if they have shown enough to be completely confident in them over even teams behind them like Ole Miss and Oregon, but that should be a competitive one and should be a fun one to watch when all this does start this Friday or June 4th. Next is Oxford, Ole Miss. They're hosting Southeast Missouri State, Southern Miss, and Florida State. Ole Miss has not looked very good recently, at least for the last month or two. They started off the season very strong, but they just don't have a deep pitching staff. Beautiful jerseys, though. Their blue jerseys are gorgeous. But if we could see a four seed, the Southern Missouri State potentially take down a one, that would be amazing, and just kind of fun to watch. Next is Greenville or East Carolina. They're hosting Norfolk State, Charlotte, and Maryland. Some of these bottom ones, I don't have a ton to add upon. I'll just get through the rest of these. Eugene or Oregon is hosting Central Connecticut. Gonzaga and LSU, potentially an LSU upset would be interesting. Oregon, the national seed of 14. Next is Gainesville, Florida, hosting South Florida, Miami, and South Alabama. Potentially a Miami upset here. They are the 2 seed in this region. Upset over Florida. And then the last one, Ruston or Louisiana Tech, who I did not know was that good at baseball. But they're hosting Rider, NC State, and Bama. Those are not, I mean, NC State's solid. Bama's decent. Rider is the team that took down Fairfield in their championship. So potential upset there. Louisiana Tech being the lowest seeded 16 could be interesting. Now, that's a could. I don't necessarily think that it's a 100, but it's definitely a possibility. Yeah, that's been the college baseball tournament, field of 64. I think my instant locks are Arkansas, Vanderbilt. I think those are my only two locks that I feel like can make Omaha. I mean, obviously, Texas, the number 2, Tennessee, the 3, TCU, the 6, Arizona, 5. These top 8 currently have a good chance. I think less of Tech, but they obviously have the best chance. But I feel like if there's going to be two teams that you need to bet on and lock in, it's Arkansas and Vandy. Vandy's pitching is just amazing, and Arkansas is just the best overall team that we've seen in years. So it's going to be interesting. But that is the college, or the Road to Omaha Field of 64. Thank you for listening. Just a short update on college baseball. If you like this, leave a like, follow it, and share with your friends. Thank you.